Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to K-Move Radio, Radio for Relo. Today is Thursday, September the 24th. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
Yes, and K-Move Radio is sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918. In today's show, we have two experts on how to get people under 40 to attend conference or convention or charity event. These people know how to do that. They've been very involved with the Worldwide ERC on promoting their convention for young people.
Yes, we have two experts. Will be Ryan Watroba and our very own Danielle Dahl.
Yes. So I guess without further ado, let's bring them into our studio here in beautiful downtown Fremont. But before we welcome them aboard, we're just going to take a second here because Lorraine and I are so proud of our very own jingle. Just take a second here to hear the Clay and Lorraine jingle.
Mobility Talk Radio is the Clay and Lorraine Show on
Radio Studio, Ryan Watroba.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Ryan, this is Clay. So, welcome to our studio. Thank you for joining us today. We have lots to talk about. We have Danielle Dahl here with you as well, and we're excited because we have two subject experts on how to get people under 40 to attend conventions and conferences, etc. So it's good to have your expertise. But before we go much farther, I want to congratulate you. I understand you've been promoted and in your position as a Coldwell Banker Prime Properties.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I've been with Coldwell for a few years now in our relocation department and recently was named Vice President of Relocation and Business Development. So thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Well, congratulations. We're excited to have a Vice President on our show.
And speaking of positions here at S&M Moving Systems, Danielle, besides being a K-Move Radio star, what
big
else?
Star.
Big,
big
star.
Big star.
Can you tell our listeners what you do here at S&M Moving Systems?
I wear many hats just because I'm very excited about, you know, the growth and development of S&M Moving Systems and the innovation that started off with K-Move Radio. It's huge, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it. So a couple things is I do the actual in-home surveys for all of the, you know, corporate accounts. I do some quality assurance, you know, stopping in and checking in on each move if and when necessary. Other things is I do a lot of business development by networking, meeting people, and just creating that connection and building that relationship for the future. Besides that, I pretty much, if anyone needs a helping hand on anything, I'll be there.
Multitasking.
Yeah. And so that's, you know, this again is why we're excited about the expertise of our guest today, right? Because Danielle has been doing lots of networking, joining lots of groups, and it's exciting to see people that are YP40s do that kind of thing. So we're going to talk about that on this show.
So should we be in this interview, Clay, since we're both over 40?
Yes.
That's the mentality, though. It's not about your age.
I'm very old right now. Okay, yeah. I'm going to leave.
Yes, I know.
So he fired you at the door.
I know, Ryan, when I was younger and going to school, I was called immature, and now I'm called young at heart. I don't remember changing anywhere along the
way. Oh, goodness gracious.
First, I want to ask, how did Danielle and Ryan meet?
So I met Danielle first through my involvement with YP40, so I think it's going on a little over a year now. And I met Danielle at one of the ERC conferences, and then as part of the YP40 committee at Worldwide ERC.
Perfect.
You mentioned YP40. Can you let our listeners know what YP40 is and what does the Y and the P stand for?
Yeah, so YP40, Young Professionals Under 40, is a committee of the Worldwide ERC. It's been around for a few years now. It started as a task force in 2010 and then was made a formal committee in 2011. And what this is it's a group, a subgroup, subcommittee within Worldwide ERC that is focused on securing the success and growth of the global mobility industry, and also inspiring and creating opportunities for development for that next generation of leaders within worldwide ERC. So there are many members that are part of YP40. If you're involved with ERC, it's as simple as just letting ERC know that you want to be part of YP40, and it's really grown over the years. So Danielle is a member of the committee this year. I was a member last year of the committee, and this year I'm chairing it. And what we really strive to do is to provide a voice for YP, for the young professionals within Worldwide ERC. We are actively involved in each one of the conferences. So, for example, coming up here in Boston, we'll have a YP40 reception. That is for all of our YP40 members to attend and network with one another. We also are going to be having a session and one of our breakout sessions where we're providing a educational session for all conference members. You don't have to be a member of YP40 to attend. Mm-hmm. And then we also support some of the community efforts, including Denim Day. So mm-hmm. it's really a group that's grown over time. And again, really the focus is on building, recruiting, retaining young professionals in the mobility industry.
And Brian, what's your title with YP40? Are you a vice president again?
So this year I have the honor of leading the YP40 committee as the chair.
Sure.
And last year I was a member of the committee. So each year new YPs are coming into it. We're working collectively as a group. This year we have a little over 11 folks that are a member of the committee. And again, our goal is to, we do a lot at the conferences. We also serve as a committee to help ERC with topics related to young professionals. So it's a really comprehensive committee, and it's a great honor to be on it, and it's a great honor to work with people like Danielle. We have a really impressive list of committee members, and just real happy to lead that group this year.
Oh, great.
You're doing great at it too, Ryan.
Thank you, Danielle.
So we're going to take a quick break, so I don't want anybody to move away, but before we do take our truck stop, I want to take a moment to thank Peggy Smith. She's the president and CEO of ERC, because she was in the studio of K-Move Radio a couple times, and Danielle was also with us in a radio show, and she really is the one who encouraged and introduced Danielle to the opportunities at ERC, so we're very grateful for
mm-hmm,
Peggy Smith.
Absolutely, definitely.
And Peggy's a huge supporter. Her and her whole entire team at ERC are a huge supporter of YP40 and all their members. I think it's great that you guys are giving a shout out to Peggy. She's awesome.
In fact, we're going to play her jingle now, so don't move away. Here we go. We're going to take a break with Peggy Smith's jingle.
Peggy Smith is here to talk about the ERC family. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show with the CEO of Reload.
Some of our listeners may not exactly know what ERC is. ER stands for. Employment Relocation
Council.
And it's worldwide. Mm-hmm. And I think the last count, it had 20,000 plus members.
It's a very large organization. And
yeah.
Really, I mean, it's. It's a phenomenal organization that is just focused on educating and networking the mobility professionals worldwide across the globe, and I think it will be wonderful to see everybody come together in Boston for those that can attend for the Global Symposium.
Exactly. So the other thing I want to talk to Ryan about is that he's actually written articles for Around the World ERC's magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did one that was titled Young Professionals Are the Perfect Ambassadors for the global mobility industry. So I guess our question is, what does make them a perfect ambassador?
Well, I think, in the article, so it's in the mobility section, that's one of the things that we work with ERC on, is that each month in the mobility edition, there is a YP40 section. And, one of the reasons that I talked about young professionals being great ambassadors for the mobility industry is that the way that I came into the industry, I think as many have, we kind of fall into it. When I was in college, I wasn't going to school to work in the mobility industry. But once I get introduced to it, I learned how large and robust and how much it impacts all of our lives. I think that the way in which young professionals can interact with Worldwide ERC, so by going to it, your company's vested in it, you can go there to learn and to help carry forward the changes and the different things that are happening in the mobility industry and helping this great industry continue to move forward. It's been around for quite some time. There's a lot of wonderful people that are in this industry that have had huge impact on it, and I think that we as young professionals can learn from them, work with them collectively today, and then also work to continue to grow the industry in years to come.
Great.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Actually, and I'm really excited about this upcoming Worldwide ERC in Boston. How do you get the young professionals under 40 to attend a conference, not just the Boston one, but any conferences coming up?
Yeah, what appeals to them?
Right.
You know, I think one of the key aspects, and it's a widely used word in business, but it's the value proposition. And I think, you know, if we talk about Boston, we talk about ERC, it is... ERC specifically has done a phenomenal job in providing a high level of value to their members, whether it's through educational opportunities. These conferences are just jam-packed with learning and networking, and it's a phenomenal opportunity. And part of it, too, is having the support of your organization to go out there as a young professional. So I would say any organization or any group that's looking to hold networking events, that's looking to work with young professionals, you know, it's really about that value. And I think what many young professionals value today is being a life learner. You're always going to, today's business environment is changing very rapidly. So the ability to learn and networking is so crucial. So the ability to meet new people, because you learn something new from everyone. So I think it's really providing those high power, high touch experiences when you are holding an event, whether we're talking about the Global Symposium for Worldwide ERC, or we're talking about a small, you know, local group that's just trying to bring together people.
Great. We're going to take another quick little truck stop here, so don't move away. We'll be right back after this little break.
Good morning, this is Vincent with S&M Moving Systems. I am the operations manager here. You are listening to K-Move, making global mobility a personal community.
So welcome back, Ryan. Welcome back, Danielle. So the big question now is, we got everybody at the convention. Now, we have these YP40s at the convention. How are we going to make sure that they have a good time, or as the phrase you use, Ryan, was value at? So here we are. So we're going to do what Lorraine and I call theater of the mind. So we'll imagine that we're in Boston, it's hustle bustle. So what can you two do as part of this committee to make sure that they have a good time and they want to come back again, and the people who weren't there say, doggone it, next time I'm going to go?
Right.
Well, I think one of the key things is that what we've worked with and what ERC has done with YP40 is that we do have a YP40 track. Each day that the conference is going on, there's going to be something that's tied to the YP40 group. So on the first day, on Wednesday, for those that are coming into town from 3 to 4 o'clock, we're going to have the YP40 reception. So we talked earlier about networking. That's a great opportunity for networking.
Okay.
On Thursday, we're actually have the privilege of having a well-known expert in the field of working with multi-generational workplaces, Rob O'Donnell, who's actually written a book, and he's going to be the leader of our session that's taking place on Thursday from 1:45 to 2:45, called Multi-Generational Workforce, Bridge the No-Do Gap.
Wow,
and that
good.
Session is going to be open. That is not, it was put on by YP40, but this is meant for everyone. And what the conversation is going to take place over that hour is, we've all heard the conversations about who millennials are, what they want, everything else. But this is about coming in, learning from real experience with organizations about leveraging the expertise of all generations in your workforce for a high-impact organization. And then on Friday, we're going to support Denim Day. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity throughout that for those that are there that are part of YP40 to be involved in the conference.
That's
so
great.
Danielle, what else do you think? Did I miss anything there?
No, I think that's great. I think the biggest thing is my first conference was last year in Chicago, and that reception was huge. I came in kind of following Clay, Lorraine, and Quinn with our team, and, you know, knowing the people that have been in the industry for years, but it was nice to actually meet the YPs and build friendships and go to different seminars and learn from that and kind of just bump ideas back and forth. So that's what really got me intrigued with the whole YP and that value, definitely.
That's great.
Yeah, and I think a key thing about the mobility industry, since I've, you know, come into it and learned from it, is, and I know we're focusing today a lot on the YP, but I think just in general, it's just a, you know, need to say that it's just a phenomenal industry where regardless of its YP or where you fall within your experience in the industry or your age, this industry is phenomenal in the camaraderie amongst all individuals and stakeholders because it's highly dynamic, yet that everyone is willing and able to help one another too, because at the end of the day, it's about the client experience.
And I completely agree with that. And I think a lot of times we have a lot of new people come into the industry and they're kind of unsure, maybe not confident to go up to somebody. So, you know, YPs, anybody, just come in, meet people, and, you know, and ask questions and get to know people because it is very, very friendly energy all around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perfectly said. And, you know, those are great sneak peeks, actually, to entice people even to come to, you know, the Boston one.
I'm excited for this. You know, we've been working on this, and Ryan and the team has been doing a phenomenal job, like, getting it all set up. So I'm excited about that one.
And Ray and I are especially excited because we're going to have press passes, and we're going to attend, and we're going to be interviewing people. So, you know, get the word out to, for people to come up. We can interview them for the radio show. Have our KMOVE shirt on. Lorraine's got a big wheel to spin for prizes.
You can't miss us. We'll be near the registration table.
And we'll be tweeting.
Yes.
So, and you all have your own tweet too, right?
Yeah, so anyone that wants to follow YP40 on Twitter or at YP40. Also, if anyone wants to, in one of your posts, comment related to a hashtag, hashtag YP40. Definitely throughout the conference and leading up to it, it's a great feed to follow and a lot of great information and see the different interactions and a lot of different things that will be taking place throughout the conference. So I definitely encourage, if you're not already doing so, to follow YP40, at YP40 on Twitter, and also I'd follow at Worldwide ERC on Twitter as well.
So in addition to that, Lorraine's going to be doing Periscope.
Yes, we'll be doing some Periscoping at our table. It'll be live video, so stop by our table and we'll get you on Periscope.
Yeah, we thought of the Periscope idea just with the YP40s in mind.
All right, wonderful.
Ryan, we're looking forward to seeing you in Boston. Thank you. We know you're a very busy man, especially now being a vice president. So,
I thank you guys for providing me with the opportunity, and I thank you as well for doing this show and providing a voice for the relocation industry. I know you have a lot of phenomenal guests, and very humbled and appreciate the opportunity to be part of the show. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ryan. And thank you, Jania. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you happen to join the Worldwide ERC Boston Convention, don't forget to look for KMOVE Radio Table next to the registration table.
Yes, we're going to be recording people and guests. Lorraine actually has, what do you call your big wheel?
Oh, a spin a wheel and get to win some prizes.
Yes. So we'll be there and we want to ask you how you're enjoying this ERC conference in Boston.
Sounds good. Yeah, join us. We can get you on KMOVE Radio and Periscope as well.
Yes, and we'll Periscope you. So thank you for joining us today. God bless. Thank you for being our friend.
KMOVE.